Mayer. Thank you for joining me on Mind-Blowing Mindset. I've studied psychology. I grew up in an environment with alcoholic parents, divorced parents. I've suffered and persevered through secondary hypogonadism, a rare brain illness that involves a pituitary gland. And today I have with me Braden.
Hello, everyone, and thank you, Chris, for having me on today. Chris and I are great friends, and we've talked about the struggles that we've had. I also have a rare disease, and you know, we've both had rough childhoods, but we've both tried to grow into the people that we are today, and I really think that we traced these paths to meet each other.
Yeah, no, I'm a strong believer that everything happens for a reason, and God, you know, he'll bring things and people into each other's life to bring glory to him. You know, we're not here on the show to say use our problems as a reward system for self-appraisal or for self-appreciation. You know, a lot of times, like at school, you know, you hear kids be like, oh, I only got 5 hours of sleep, and it's like a competition. Like, I only got 4 hours of sleep. But instead, we're trying to manifest into our, you know, people's cognitions of, like, why this happens. Like, how can I use this for God's glory? You know, that everything happens for a reason. You know, like, you can't build muscle first without breaking it down. You know, diamonds are made under thousands of pounds of pressure. You know, flowers come from dirt. You know, nobody wants to hear the story of somebody that had everything going through them, everything going right for them. You know, some, you know, we can't go without growth, without going through some sort of hardship, you know. And Braden, I want to hear, like, what an audience does too as well. What is adrenal hyperplasia, and what kind of, you know, things, hardships did you go through with this? And, like, can you expand upon that?
Yeah. So I like that you said that no one wants to hear about a story where everything goes right. And so my life kind of went wrong right away. Adrenal hyperplasia is a disease that you have from birth, and it essentially affects your production of cortisol. So cortisol, for those of you who don't know, is a hormone that is involved in almost everything. It's especially necessary for physiological stress. If you break a bone, if you get sick, even if you're just feeling emotionally down, you need cortisol in order to recover. And I make none of it. So when I was a baby, you know, I was in critical condition right away. And then through childhood, I got sick a lot and then carried through.
No, it's amazing how our basically our illnesses almost like mirror image each other. And I'm like struck by that because mine is secondary hypogonadism. And that's where the pituitary gland secretes a luteinizing hormone and folate stimulating hormone. And it shuts down your luteinizing hormone. You know, for me, you know, I was healthy growing up, you know, three-sport athlete in high school. And basically, you know, my pituitary gland shut down and I lost 25 pounds. Doctors thought it was brain cancer. You know, I had low bone density. I was depressed, low muscle mass. I mean, everything that testosterone does for a guy, he just shut down. You know, I had a broken foot at the time. My dad was going through alcoholism and he was in an alcohol rehab center. You know, I had a job, I had school, you know, my mom's not in the picture. So I was going through all this stuff and I was in a vicious cycle, you know, and I had my rock bottom and I did have my suicidal thoughts and I didn't have that hope. You know, I was always a religious kid and, you know, I believed in God, but I wasn't going to church as much as I should. I wasn't reading the Bible. I wasn't praying as much, you know, and it made me look to God because oftentimes we tend to look around at our problems instead of looking up. We look at our problems and our problems become bigger. You know, the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror. We can't keep living in the past and we need to take ownership of our problem, address it and just say, this is what it is. How am I going to use this for God's glory? How am I going to use this to help other people? You know, with your issue, how do you feel like you want to use it to help other people or like what kind of things did you struggle through that you want to tell other people that they can get whatever their illness or cancer or anything, just depression or illness with their parents, like they're going through, like how can they make sense of that and basically persevere through that?
Yeah, so essentially what I would say is that whatever struggle you're going through, it is meant to build you back up and to make you stronger than before. So this disease that I have, it did affect me day to day, it still does. Because cortisol is involved in, among other things, epinephrine and norepinephrine, it is involved in exercise. And so I've been in sports since I was around 4 years old. I did gymnastics, then I did karate, and then soccer, and then swimming, and then cross country, and some weightlifting. And when I would run a cross country race, when I was in a soccer match, when I was just under that bar, I just couldn't last as long as my teammates. You know, I couldn't push as hard. And so I, every day, had to push beyond my limits just so I could catch up with everyone else.
You know, and that's, you know, we all go, we all bear a cross, so to say. And, you know, especially with our illnesses, because it's an internal disease, you know, people think, oh, like, you know, he looks fine, he's not hurting. But a lot of times, even like people who are going through depression, they could be hurting on the inside and you're not even knowing. I'm a strong advocate of, like, you know, like having like us or having close friends and people in your life that are support beams, kind of like what I brushed up on in the first podcast, that you can talk out those problems, that you don't let them build up inside. And then, you know, like you and myself, we have, our issues are so far different, with you having, you know, too little cortisol, me having too much cortisol, but at the same time, it correlates well, like a puzzle, and it articulates in a way that it's like, all right, God brought us into each other's lives. Like, this is what we have. Like, this is what we're going to use to tell people how they can persevere through their problems, or like manifest what they're going through, whether it's make a podcast, talk to your friends, write a book, whatever it may be, that, you know, everything happens for a reason. You know, what other things would you say that, like, in terms of your faith, you mentioned, you know, God, and how basically that made you, like, look to God, or, like, how did you come to your faith?
Yeah, so, I mean, just to go back to the very beginning again, when I was born, I feel that I've had this divine intervention from the start, because my mom told me this story, that one day she was sitting in my hospital room and I was in my incubator because I was born premature plus this adrenal hyperplasia on top of it. And one day all the monitors just went off. Alarm bells were singing, sirens were blaring, and no one had any idea what was going on. Nurses were rushing in and they were saying, oh, you know, no, it's just the machine, it's okay. But then doctors rushed in and they had no idea what was going on. And everyone was telling my mom, you know, just sit down, just calm down, it'll be okay. But she wasn't listening to them. She was listening to, you know, that intuition that told her, pick me up and hold me. And she did, and everything calmed down.
That's amazing. You know, intuition. I'm actually reading this book. It's about intuition and, like, you know, listening to your gut feeling. And it's amazing that, like, you know, that comes from somewhere too, you know. And it's amazing that, like, how she got that feeling to, like, hold you and keep you close. So with adrenal hyperplasia, how has that inspired you in your career, and, like, how you want to help people, and how do you want to use this, you know, to impact others in a positive aspect and for God's glory?
Yeah. So, you know, as I mentioned, when it was less well managed, it was always holding me back. But now I have this attitude where I just always want to be growing. I always want to be pushing past my boundaries and really just inspiring other people to do that too, and just showing how, even though we are finite, even though we are just a small part of this creation, that we still have our part to play.
Amen to that. You know, if there's one person out there that's listening that could take anything away from this, that, you know, they can use to get through the hardships, or they can just battle through, or they can just use to help other people, then, you know, that's the main purpose of everything and what inspires us to do things like this. And we just want to take the minute to just thank you guys for listening. And if you haven't already, you know, subscribe. And if you guys have took any useful skills from this, you know, to just share it with one other person. And hopefully you guys tune in soon. And thank you for coming on the show, Braden.
Thank you, Chris.